This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Wildfires have devastated farmers and their families in Kansas and Oklahoma, killing livestock and destroying fences and pastures. Fortunately for us, that's something that's never impacted this area, but there is a way that you can lend a helping hand to the farmers and ranchers who are struggling. The Cass Morgan Farm Bureau Young Leaders Committee has organized a wildfire relief effort, and they're accepting donations until this Friday. Jenny Jackson is a member of the group, and she's going to fill us in on how and what items to donate.
My name is Jenny Jackson. I reside in the Jacksonville area. I was born and raised here on a family farm and had the privilege to grow up showing hogs and cattle for 11 years in 4-H and FFA. I then went to Lincoln Land and got an associate's in graphic design and then a bachelor's in agriculture science at Western Illinois University. And so since then, I've been working at J. O'Hara Sales, a farm equipment dealership outside of Alexander, Illinois. And as of next Monday, the 27th, I will become the new director of communications for the Illinois Pork Producers Association.
Well, congratulations on that new position. I had seen it in the news that you were going to be filling that, so we'll be talking more in the future.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
I as well. Well, let's move on now to your Young Leaders Committee that you're involved with the Cass Morgan County Farm Bureau. Tell us a little bit about the group. How big of a group do you have? Do you meet monthly? That sort of thing.
Sure. So our group is comprised of about 30 active members, and to be in Young Leaders, you have to be ages 18 to 35 and a Farm Bureau member. So we meet monthly in Jacksonville at the Morgan County, or the Cass Morgan building. We rotate sometimes to Cass County, and we try to have speakers about professional development or anything in agriculture about every other month. We do quite a few events throughout the year. We especially do a kids' activity at the Morgan County Fair. We do an FFA Acquaintance Day each year with the FFA chapters so that can qualify for Farm Bureau Young Leaders, our youth conference, and all kinds of various things.
Well, sounds great. Sounds like you're really involved with the local community there. And obviously another event that I said we want to talk about, you are looking to help the farmers and ranchers who have been affected by the wildfires. So tell us what you're trying to do to help them.
Well, it was just a little idea. My co-worker, I guess I could say, Evan Marr, called me and he says, I have this crazy idea. He goes, I want to do something for the farmers out in Kansas that lost all of their pasture and lost some of their cattle. He goes, it's a crazy idea, but what do you think about it? I said, I think it's a great idea. I said, I'll help you do whatever you need me to. So it started out as Evan and my boyfriend and I were going to take just 2 loads of hay to Kansas by ourselves. We didn't think anything else about it. And then I had this idea, what if we open it up to the rest of our young leaders? Maybe they'll want to help too. And so we had a meeting a week ago, and we invited them to jump in, and all of a sudden it took off, and we went from having 2 trucks to 10 trucks, and we're still compiling stuff until this Friday, and we're going to leave this Saturday morning.
Well, what a wonderful cause, and it's funny how small ideas turn into something big, and it's obviously a great thing that you're doing. So are you asking for donations, and what things are you looking for?
Yes. We are taking mostly hay. We are taking rounds and squares. So we have 2 van trailers full of squares, and we're probably going to be at capacity for that. But we are still accepting round bales of grass hay or alfalfa. And if you can get those to Jacksonville, we have a drop-off location at one of my family's farm right on Old 36. It's convenient to get in and get out, and that's where our drop site is located and we're going to leave from. If you want to give some sort of fencing supplies, they are in need of barbed wire and steel T-posts. And if you want to give a monetary donation instead of something physical, we need money for fuel to get out there. So we are taking money at the Cass Morgan Farm Bureau office, and you can write the check to Cass Morgan Farm Bureau with fire relief in the memo line.
And what is the deadline for these donations?
This Friday, the 24th, and we're going to take off at sunrise on the 25th.
You mentioned that you started out, you only had a couple of trucks going, and now you've got 10, I think you said. So are these local farmers volunteering with their semis? Do you have local businesses? Who's pitching in?
So the drivers are all local farmers. A lot of us are young leaders. My dad has compiled a couple of his neighbors and friends in the farming community here in Morgan County, and we've compiled trucks and trailers from all over. Businesses have been very generous to this Prairieland FS is going to fill us up with fuel before we leave and also give us some fencing supplies. A lot of the local companies have given us monetary donations for fuel to get out there. And then so many people in the community have helped us spread the word. And that's just what it's all about. It's about farmers helping farmers. And we don't need a request to take action. We just do so out of the kindness of our heart.
Well, I don't think you could have said it any better, Jenny. It's a really an amazing effort that you guys have put together. Where are you going to be driving to? That's one thing I haven't asked you yet. Where are you taking these supplies in Kansas?
So we are going to Ashland Feed and Seed in Ashland, Kansas. They are in the southwest corner, and they are one of the hubs for donations. So we will drop the fencing supplies there specifically, because I've learned that the ranchers have to apply for some sort of government grant in order to get that. However, we will be able to take the hay directly to a ranch. And so I've been in touch with Jeff Kay there at Ashland Feed and Seed, and he says they're rotating through about 5 ranches in the area. And so when we're an hour out, we're going to call, and then he is going to meet us on the road and lead us directly to a ranch to drop the hay for them.
Well, this is very exciting, and I'm so happy that you guys have put this together, and I wish you the best of luck. And if you would, Jenny, maybe if you have a phone number and then could remind us again the deadline if farmers would have questions about donations and that sort of thing.
Yes, you can call me, Jenny. My cell phone is 217-370-5851. You can also check out our Farm Bureau Facebook page for information on what to donate and where to donate. That is Cass Morgan Farm Bureau. And then if you would also need to get a hold of anyone else, Evan Marr, my colleague who's helping me, his phone number is 217-473-9897.
Cass Morgan, young leader from Jacksonville, Jenny Jackson. And speaking of wildfire relief, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has designated $6 million to help aid farmers and ranchers recovering from the recent fires. The $6 million will assist farmers and ranchers as they attempt to restore grazing lands, rehabilitate devastated landscapes, rebuild fencing, and protect damaged watersheds. Kansas Republican and Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts said that he was pleased the USDA has acted swiftly to aid producers. Roberts noted that farms lost not only livestock, grazing lands, and fencing, but in some cases, homes, machinery, and equipment as well. EQIP, or the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, administered by the USDA's Natural Resource Conservation Service, is a voluntary conservation program that provides financial and technical assistance to ag producers to help plan and implement conservation practices that address local and state resource concerns. States will begin accepting applications in the near future. In other news, Missouri lawmakers have passed a bill that increases fines issued to farmers who illegally apply herbicides. Over-the-top application of dicamba-based herbicides, an application method not approved for use, cost farmers millions of dollars in damages last year after the herbicide drifted into neighboring fields. Under the legislation, farmers can be fined up to $10,000 for each instance of damage and $25,000 for repeated offenders. If signed by the state's governor, the bill would go into effect immediately. Missouri investigated more than 90 cases of dicamba drift last year. Drift issues prompted at least 2 lawsuits, and an argument led to the death of an Arkansas farmer who was shot after confronting another farmer in southeast Missouri. A class action lawsuit is open to farmers who experienced damage from illegal dicamba drift in 2016 from 10 soybean and cotton growing states. The lawsuit claims illegal off-label over-the-top use of a Monsanto dicamba product led to drift damage to crops that were not tolerant to dicamba. The lawsuit contends that Monsanto is responsible for the off-label dicamba use and damage. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.